Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's day three of the trial of David Harp, 63, of Baraboo, who is charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville. Neef was found dead May 25, 2023, at the Bunker Hill campground in Casanova with multiple gunshot wounds. Day two revealed that there were no usable fingerprints on the murder weapon. Following a day of testimony from officers of the Richland County Sheriff's Department and a DCI agent on day two, Corby Neef's widow, Marcia Neef, took the stand today. Marcia Neef is also the sister to the defendant, David Harp. She testified that she went to bed the night before around 10:30 due to intoxication and heard nothing during the night. She also stated that Corby would often sleep elsewhere as to not disturb her on the air mattress in the camper. However, when she awoke the next morning, he was not in the camper or the vehicle. She found him face down next to her brother's camper and from his appearance assumed he was dead. It was also mentioned in court that a conspiracy theory was mentioned due to the timing of Marcia and David being at the campground before Corby arrived later. It was noted that Marcia remained calm during her 911 call. She said she remained calm to better relay information to the dispatcher. Marcia herself served as a 911 dispatcher for Columbia County, where she was a field training dispatcher. The trial continues through Friday. The fire danger remains high until we get substantial rainfall. Avoid outdoor burning. Spring is the peak wildfire season in the state, and just this past week there have been over 100 wildfires that have burned over 200 acres. Burn permits are still suspended in nearly half the counties. Much needed rain is on the way, but in the form of strong thunderstorms. Wisconsin is in a bullseye risk for severe weather. Hazards of hail, high winds, and even tornadoes target the state on Thursday. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe weather to spread across the majority of Wisconsin, starting midday west and working its way central through the afternoon, arriving in eastern areas by Lake Michigan by early evening. Very large hail and a few tornadoes may occur, so know now where you will take shelter if you find yourself in a tornado warning. Because with the timing of this, you may be at work, still, or already home, or maybe on the road. Governor Evers announced $1 million to go towards teacher training and recruitment. Three nonprofits will receive funding through the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program, which the governor says will support efforts to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in the state. The grants cover 2 years of program costs to recruit, train, and license teachers. Funding is going to help place teachers in the Madison and Milwaukee areas, along with Wisconsin's low-income urban school districts. The governor's office estimates the funding will provide training for more than 230 teachers. A program meant to give everybody in Wisconsin the skills to be online has been canceled. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission was set to manage the Digital Equity Capacity Grant. The goal was to solve the digital divide by giving low-income folks, veterans, seniors, and people with disabilities the opportunity to learn how to use the internet, smart devices, computers, and apps. The money for it came from the big infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed in 2021. The Public Service Commission was accepting grant applications when the program was terminated on Friday. President Donald Trump posted on social media that the program was, quote, racist and illegal. State Republicans are circulating a number of proposed bills aimed at helping search and rescue dogs and their handlers. The package of bills would give search and rescue dogs the same classification and accommodations as other public service animals, including prohibiting them from being turned away at hotels and making it a felony to frighten, harass, or abuse them. Another would offer their handlers sales tax exemptions for purchasing equipment needed to aid in search and rescue operations, like GPS collars and other safety gear. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is proposing legislation aimed at recruiting more out-of-state workers to Wisconsin. The bill is being circulated for co-sponsorship and would establish a grant program for municipalities, tribal organizations, and nonprofits. The grant program would allow those organizations to present funding proposals to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to persuade workers to relocate to their regions. The initiative comes amid significant population decline projections in the state over the next 25 years. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in the yearly Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program. Each year, the program seeks to track the endangered butterfly across the state to help DNR officials sustain its population. According to a press release, Wisconsin currently has the largest number of Karner Blue butterflies remaining in the country as habitat loss. Fragmentation and climate change contribute to population decline. Registration and training materials can be found on the DNR website. The annual Walk with Grace kickoff will be held Thursday at the Richland Center Community Center. The Walk with Grace kickoff will include a free will offering, pancake supper. Doors open at the Richland Center Community Center at 4:30. Teams can register and pick up packets, calendar and car raffle tickets, luminaries, and pick out their team site. A program explaining the team packets will begin at 6. The four ambassadors for this year will also be introduced. All are welcome to attend the Grace kickoff Thursday night at the Richland Center Community Center. Now that spring has sprung, many individuals start preparing their gardens for planting. The River Valley Area Community Gardens provides garden plots in Spring Green to grow nutritious foods. Rose Ellen Schneider is president of RVACG.
We want to make sure that people can get out and enjoy gardening. And of course, while you're enjoying gardening, you're growing healthy food. And that's more important than anything. We were just talking at our board meeting that there's plastics in this food now, little tiny microplastics that it's kind of hard to get them out of the food because you really can't see them. So who knows what's going on? So we try to get it out and get people to not use chemicals and to do more of the sustainability and the organic type of farming and grow their healthy food.
Gardening a plot provided by RVACG can be a learning experience. Doug Rouse is RVACG's vice president.
I think we all learn from each other, and we do emphasize education. Of course, the Busy Bees program for the kids is clearly an educational program specifically for them, and then the junior gardeners all have the opportunity to have mentors to help them with any learning or questions they have. But then we also do some other educational activities for just the gardeners, or more largely the community if they want to attend. I think this year we've got a couple of possibilities lined up for looking at disease and pest problems. We always do a little introduction at the beginning of the season where for any new gardeners or old gardeners that want to review practices, and that's always a lot of fun. It's a great program to be able to share with each other the way we do things.
Space is utilized well and produce grown in the gardens does not go to waste. Marlon Tafts is the director of RVACG.
We've always got new gardeners coming in, but if we don't, we convert those to use for the community food pantry plots. Along with that, we allocate vegetables and produce to the memory care facility in Spring Green, as well as the food pantry. So our biggest thing we try and accomplish or try and do is make sure there isn't any waste. So people that don't want to maybe consume or have too much overproduction in their own plots, we've got a free kiosk as well, too, that we can supply food for, as well as, again, like I said, the food pantry and the memory care facility. So that's one of our biggest goals, is to make sure that food isn't wasted and there's an opportunity to put it somewhere that where people can utilize it.
Rose Ellen Schneider invites those eligible for a plot to register now.
Anybody that's in the River Valley Area Schools is eligible to get a plot at the gardens. We have been known to let other people come in. So if you're dealing with food scarcity and you want a plot and we have plots available, we usually let people go ahead and garden. So if anybody wants to get a plot, get your registration in. We have a red info box right on Westmore Street, and that has printed forms in it. All you have to do is grab a form and fill it out and then mail it in so we can get you registered pretty quickly. We have 10 by 10 plots, we have 10 by 20 plots, and we have 20 by 20 plots. So whatever you're interested in, registration will stay open until either all the plots are gone or the middle of June.
Season rental for a 10 by 10 plot is $20, a 10 by 20 plot is $40, and $60 if you want a 20 by 20 plot. The rental fee includes straw mulch, use of a rototiller, and other tools, compost, organic fertilizer, water to each plot section, and hoses. As mentioned, forms to register are available at the garden's info box. You can also request a form via email at info@rvacg.org by texting 608-588-6040 through the RVACG Facebook page or on the River Valley Area Community Gardens website at rvacg.org.